Thank you, Dhananjay Prabhu, Dayananda Maharaj, Bhakti Dasamrita Maharaj, for your wonderful presentations. My special gratitude to Shruti Dharma Prabhu and all the management, leadership of Bhaktivedanta Banner, Jai Nitai Prabhu, Radhalandanishwar's temple, and all of my God sisters and God brothers who are assembled here to bless us, and to all of you. Srila Prabhupada would have us recite a particular verse at the time of initiation. Om apavitra pavitro va sarvabhastam gatopiva yasmadet pundarikaksham sabhayabhyantara suchi. Whether one is pure or impure, or even having passed through all circumstances of life, one who remembers the supremely pure, all-beautiful, lotus-eyed, supreme personality of Godhead becomes purified within and without. Nitya siddha krishna prema satya kabunoi sravanadi sudicheti koriye yudoi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message was quite simple. Although he spoke and revealed through his disciples, especially the six Goswami, the most elaborate, concise, comprehensive philosophy regarding all aspects of life, the basic principle was that love for Krishna is inherent as the nature of every soul. It simply has to be awakened. Jeev Jago, wake up sleeping souls. This was his message. We are sleeping in the lap of Maya. Maya is, Srila Prabhupada defined, that which is not. We are thinking that we are this body. We are thinking that those things that are in relationship to this body are mine. That is the basic principle of illusion. Jivara Swaropoi Krishna Nityadas. The foundational basis of all truth is to recognize that we are eternally servants of Krishna. Mamayavam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. We are all a part of Krishna. Krishna is the Paramatma. Our true nature is the Jivatma. Eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahuram yo bidudati kama. Infinite eternal manifestations Krishna expands from himself. Of the same quality as Krishna, but quantitatively we are infinitesimal. Krishna is infinite. Therefore, we are all forever subordinate to Krishna. And that subordination is not like some sort of dictatorship. Krishna is Rasa Vihari. He has manifested the spiritual reality in such a way that that subordination is this perfect facilitation for love, for ecstasy. And that is realized when we understand we are eternally the servants of Krishna. What does it mean to serve? It means to please. And there's only one thing that pleases Krishna. Bhakti amam abhijanati. And that is love. To understand Krishna's infinite love for us and to reciprocate by offering all of our love to Krishna is the supreme dharma. That is our true potential. Because Krishna is all pure, in any way we connect with Krishna, in the proper spirit of devotion especially, we become purified. And Krishna has appeared in many ways. Especially in this age of Kali, in the holy name. In great scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the association of devotees who have developed a taste for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting the holy name. By connecting with such blessings of the Lord within this world, we associate with Krishna and we become attracted. And through that attraction, we become purified. Srila Prabhupada, he presented in a very simple way that Krishna consciousness is the original nature of every living being. By this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, this original consciousness is revived. Dharma means religion. It also means occupation, or the intrinsic nature of each and every one of us. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it describes that whatever dharma that we may practice, if it does not awaken a genuine taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna, in other words, if it does not awaken love of God within our heart, sarama eva hi kevalam, it is all a waste of time. And the path of bhakti, there's one purpose and only one purpose. All of our tapasya, our regulative principles, our rituals, our spiritual practices and services are meant to awaken that love for Krishna that is within us. But Maya is very powerful. And the ahankar, the false ego, is beyond anything that we can do. It is only by the divine grace of Krishna that we can overcome. Daivihesu gunamai mama maya duratiya. Krishna tells in Gita, this material energy is internal energy manifested within this world is very difficult to overcome. But one who takes shelter of me can easily cross beyond it. Bhakti is the descending process. By the sincerity of our hearts, by the humility of our efforts, when we try to please our guru, try to please the Vaishnavas by following their guidance with the right spirit, we attract Krishna's mercy. And that mercy is the supreme power that can liberate us from all the forces of material bondage. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is explained that he and his associates with the Panchatattva, they came to plunder the storehouse of love of God. prema bhakti, to taste the contents, and then to distribute it. Not considering who is fit or who is unfit. Dina hina yatachilo harinam udharilo tara sakshi jagai madai. Whatever our past, whatever our condition, if we're simply willing to give up our previous bad habits and accept the holy name according and a life of seva or service according to Lord Chaitanya's teachings, then by divine grace we are taken across the ocean of material bondage to our true home, which is within us, pure devotional service, reuniting with Krishna. Initiation is a time when we commit ourselves to this process. As has been explained by the previous speakers, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to take this very seriously. And that is why he put great emphasis on candidates for initiation being very qualified. Srila Prabhupada was once asked, what is our qualification to be on the path of pure devotional service? He said, you have no qualifications. I have made your qualifications. So simply by humbling ourselves to follow his instructions in a spirit to please him, his divine grace is our own qualification. Initiation is a time when we actually make a formal commitment to follow in Srila Prabhupada's line of pure devotional service. As began at the beginning of creation when Krishna instructed Brahma, passed through a whole parampara through Madhvacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada took that same teaching with the same essence, which contained the full grace of our whole parampara in Krishna. And he brought it around the world time and again. And somehow or other, by inconceivable good fortune, we have all been given the connection to that divine grace. Although Krishna consciousness is very simple, it is not something cheap. That means we must really commit ourselves to take this simple, sublime process very seriously. There are endless distractions in this world. Many come from outside of us, through the environment, through other people, through situations. But most of the distractions come from our own minds and senses. Initiation is a time when we formally declare that I will put on the altar of my true aspiration the will of Guru and Krishna as the true purpose of my life. And all of these other distractions, we put them in a subordinate position. Revati Raman Prabhu from Tirupati is here. I'm remembering a particular lesson that was spoken in Tirupati. It was about 900 years ago. This one great sage was explaining what are the qualities of a true devotee. And one of the things he said is a true devotee is like a crane. He said, like salt, like a chicken, like a crane, and like you. I'll just focus on the crane. The crane is a bird, not like the ones in downtown London that are building skyscrapers. It's a white bird with long legs and long pointed beak. And the crane stands in a pond or a shallow river and is looking down with great attention. And so many little small fish are passing, and he just patiently watches. So many more little thousands of small fish are passing, swimming by him, one direction, another direction. He just watches. Then when a big fish comes, he feasts. Now that doesn't mean we should eat fish. Cranes could eat fish, we cannot eat fish. But the principle is there. That we should never be distracted by all the small little things that happen in this world. We should keep our mind focused to feast on the big thing. To hear about Krishna. To chant the names of Krishna. To serve Krishna. To offer our heart to Radha Gokulananda, Radha Landanishwar, these beautiful forms of Krishna. That's what's really important. There will be hundreds and thousands and millions and billions and trillions and quadrillions of little fish that will come to try to distract our attention. Honor, dishonor, happiness, distress, so many temptations, so many fears. They're all distractions. If we focus on any one of these little fish, our human life will be wasted. It's very important we keep our mind focused on the real goal of life. Atato brahma jikyasa. This human life is so special, so rare, because it gives us the opportunity to realize the love within our hearts. Beyond birth, beyond death. But how to keep focus in a place where there's endless distractions? Rupa Goswami tells, it is a necessity to have the association of sincere devotees who help to keep us focused. In our daily sadhana, Srila Prabhupada has given us this principle to chant at least 16 rounds every day. To study his books. To discuss the teachings of his books. To share those teachings with others. Srila Prabhupada has given us these beautiful temples where we could come together to individually and collectively put our full attention on offering service to the beautiful form of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada spoke to the pujaris that when you put beautiful dresses on Krishna, you lose the desire to put beautiful dresses on yourself. And when you feed wonderful food to Krishna, you gradually lose that great need to eat all kinds of foods. Because when you water the root of the tree, every part of the tree is satisfied. When we satisfy Krishna, there is no other way to actually satisfy our hearts. And there's no other way to actually satisfy the hearts of anyone else except to be an instrument to give that love of Krishna to others. Initiation is a very grave commitment, because according to how seriously we take it, that is what meaning it will have in our life. There was an incident where shortly after initiation someone left. When Prabhupada was informed about it, he said that person was never actually initiated. Because initiation isn't just a formal ceremony. As it has been explained, its meaning is according to the sincerity of how we are really dedicating our lives to receive the gift of divine grace that has come through the life of a devotee. We follow these four regulative principles: no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, because they are such serious distractions. They implicate us with negative karma that further perpetuates and covers our illusion, perpetuates our true knowledge. Perpetuates our illusion and covers our true knowledge. But when we study Srila Prabhupada's books and that of the great acharyas, the four regulative principles are four moral standards that we follow very carefully. But as Dayananda Maharaj spoke about the 10 offenses of the holy name, there's so much more. Initiation means we are dedicating ourselves to live according to the Vaishnava culture. Vyavashayatmaka buddhir ekeha kurunandana. Where we're really striving to focus our attention on the true goal of life and how to achieve it. The spirit of initiation is every other aspect of our life, our relationships, our occupations, our health. Everything we try to harmonize for our only purpose, which is to please Krishna, samsiddhiradhitoshinam. And in pleasing Krishna, by Krishna's grace, he awakens anandam buddhivartanam, what we're always seeking, loving devotional service. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in a very difficult place to try to spread pure devotional service, he compared himself to a fruit vendor. He said, "My fruits are prema bhakti, ecstatic love for Krishna." And in this age of Kali Yuga, very few people want such fruits. Although it's the most valuable thing in all of creation, Premadan, it's the ultimate treasure. In previous ages, it was so very, very difficult to achieve. You had to really surrender to very high level of tapasya and spiritual practice. But Lord Chaitanya said, I'm giving it for practically nothing. The fruits of love of God. And there are so many fruits that I have brought from the spiritual world. How can I distribute them all with my own hands? So he is asking his followers, please assist me to distribute these fruits. Such a person is very dear to the Lord. Srila Prabhupada took that message so seriously. Like no one else in history, he traveled the world with unlimited fruits of love of God. And he was distributing it. It was here in Bhaktivedanta Manor. He was dancing in great ecstasy in the presence of Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda and showing us in doing so what he was giving us. So please take this gift very seriously. What it means to take this gift very seriously, it is our priority. Every other aspect of our life should be in harmony with how we follow Prabhupada and Krishna's teachings, with how we take shelter of the holy names. Thank you very much. I would like to add one thing. Recently, we were on a pilgrimage in South India, and there was a large group of devotees for Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. And one of Srila Prabhupada's beloved daughters and disciples, Mandakini Devi, was there. She was asked to tell her story about how Srila Prabhupada sent her to Russia. How many of you have heard that story? Please raise your hands. How many have not heard that story? Please hear that story. There were thousands and thousands of people, mostly from India, and so many Brahmins and everything like that. As they were hearing her story, she was just a new devotee, 1 or 2 years, coming from France, living at Berry Place, serving Radha Landanishwar. And she prayed to Radha Landanishwar, please have Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, give me an instruction and give me the power to say yes. That was her prayer. How many of you dare to offer such a prayer? So she prayed, if Prabhupada gives me instruction, Radha Gokulananda, please give me the power to say yes, whatever it is. So Srila Prabhupada came and called her in the room. He said, I would like you to go to Russia. This is at the time of the Iron Curtain. Very life-threatening situation. Go to Russia and get married. She immediately said, yes, Srila Prabhupada. And she went. And for so many years, what she went through, the risks of her life, the loneliness, the difficulties. But the amazing thing is, as she was speaking about it, she was so effulgent. There was such ecstasy of love for Prabhupada coming through her that thousands and thousands of eyes were weeping as she was speaking. because it's a living example of what it really means to make the order of the Guru our life and soul. To make every other aspect of our life complementary to what is favorable to our Krishna consciousness, awakening real love for Krishna. Please tell that story one of these days here in London. How did it happen? Mandakini Devi, she saw Srila Prabhupada as our founder Acharya, what he did for us. And that inspiration, she was willing to do anything to assist him. Thank you very much.
And I'd like to thank not just Mandakini Mataji for the great sacrifices, but all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada that made such tremendous sacrifices. And because of that sacrifice, we are all sitting here today. It's a special day for all of you, and you know you've tremendously taken a lot of effort to prepare yourself for initiation. It is a wonderful special day as well, something that generally Maharaj would never announce, but according to the Gregorian or the English calendar, it is Maharaj's 64th birthday today. May be in trouble later on.
Franklin Roosevelt, President of the United States, declared that this day, December 7th, will forever live in infamy.
We're not Americans here. We're English.
He spoke it in December 7th. It was the day the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And it was the day that America declared war on Germany and Japan. So it's not a very auspicious.
We will declare war on Maya on this occasion. I think that's and now we will continue and proceed. I want to invite Kripamoy Prabhu, who is going to call up the names of the initiates to come up. And we want the Kirtan party to be ready as well with the drums and so on. Kripamoy Prabhu, about 15 years ago, in a conversation with Sitaram and others, started a reformed initiation system actually. And he put together a course which is now recognized actually worldwide as something that's mandatory for someone who wants to take initiation. He himself, of course, is also an initiating spiritual master, but he did tremendous work and he's an advisor to the initiation committee here at the Manor. And through the UK management, it was standardized, not just here in the UK, but it was something that was which became a standard for the whole of Europe. So thank you for all that, all the hard work that he's put together. Let's show appreciation for everyone.
Hare Krishna. They say that sandalwood has to be rubbed before it releases its sweet fragrance. Sugarcane juice has to be boiled before it becomes the sweetest. Gold must be burned before it becomes pure. And gems, they have to be smashed together with stones in a big drum and then cut to release their brilliance. But in this way, the fragrance, the brilliance, the purity, and the sweetness is revealed. On behalf of the mentorship groups, the individual mentors, the initiation committees of both temples, I would like to humbly apologize for any smashing, boiling, burning, or vigorous rubbing that we have put you through on the long and winding road that led you to be sitting here today. So please accept our apologies. Please give us your forgiveness. Our intention, of course, is to bring to the lotus feet of Srila Radhanath Swami the best possible disciple candidates. And I'm delighted to look at you all, and I understand now that you are the best that you possibly can be. And this is a wonderful crop, a wonderful harvest. Please put your hands together, those of you who are not getting initiated, for those who are. We often glorify very, very loudly those devotees who are receiving first initiation, especially when they receive their spiritual name. And usually sitting in the back, in the corner, is someone who's receiving second initiation. I thought that we would do it slightly differently today, because those devotees who are here today to receive second initiation, they've worked very hard to be here. They have maintained a level of devotional service which is extremely commendable. They've studied very hard. They've kept themselves very clean, pure. They've risen early every morning. They've chanted 16 rounds and followed all the regulated principles, sometimes for years, to be here today. They've been austere, and they've been constant in their devotional service. And I would like you to glorify them as we look at them as shining examples of devotional service before us. Is that all right? Because as they are sitting here today, or standing before you, so one day you will also be. So from ISKCON London, but a disciple of His Holiness, Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, let us start. And as I read the names out of the second initiates, could you kindly stand and do something which your humility may not allow you to do, but could you allow us, please, to congratulate you with very loud praise. So will you please rise? Dinishta Devidasa. And now, from Bhaktivedanta Mana, please glorify and congratulate Prayagraj Das. Kasturi Manjari Devidasi. She has another big event in her life, just a few weeks away. His Grace Kartik Chandra Das Prabhu. Her Grace Jai Radhika Devi Dasi. His Grace Harishikesh Krishna Das Prabhu. Her Grace Kirti Radhika Devi Dasi. Her Grace Tulsi Priya Devidasi. His Grace Jagannath Mishra Das Prabhu. From ISKCON London, Her Grace Jagamohini Devidasi. from ISKCON Manchester, His Grace Gaura Nataraj Das Prabhu. Her Grace Lalita Preeti Devi Dasi. Her Grace Madhavi Lata Devi Dasi. And His Grace Sarvagya Krishna Das Prabhu. Coming a long way today from the Middle East. What a journey it's been. His Grace from Dubai, Chaitanya Singha Das Prabhu. We should also mention that here with us today, attending the Phi Yogya, all the way from Germany, a disciple of His Holiness Bir Krishna Swami, is Her Grace Chit Shakti Devidasi. For the first initiates, just because Radhanath Swami Maharaj has not been very well, and to save time, if you could come and immediately begin reciting the four regulative principles and your vow to chant 16 rounds a day and your commitment to remain lifelong as part of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement. And we'll be reading out the names four at a time. Shruti Dharma Guru, four, is that right?
Today would you like four or two?
Two?
Yeah.
Two's comfortable? Okay. So first, and yes. Yes. If you could come and pay your respects to Srila Prabhupada with your left shoulder to Srila Prabhupada and left shoulder to Radha Gokulananda, pay your obeisances, and then as you can, place your head at Radhanath Maharaj's feet, and as you rise, begin reciting. We'll give you the microphone. And if those devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna cannot sound threatening, please. It's nervous enough for them to do all that. Thank you. Maybe call upon, please, Sahil Agarwal and Chaya Kotak. Haribol.
Follow the four regulative principles: no meat eating, fish or eggs, no intoxications, no gambling, no illicit sex, and to chant the Hare Krishna mantra of 16 rounds every day, and to remain in Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. Thank you much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada and our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara, very happy to offer you the name Shyam Gopal Das.
Shyam Gopal Das Guru Ji.
Vow to follow the four regulative rules: no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and to chant 16 rounds a day, and to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission with your blessing, to be he does, he does.
Thank you very much, Mataji. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, we are honored to offer you the name Champaklata Priya Devi Das.
Champaklata Priya Devi Das.
Please may we have Bhaskaranath and Jorgita.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Professor that personally knew Srila Prabhupada. From Bengal, yes? Thank you. On behalf of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, I'm very honored to give you the name Radha Charan Das.
Radha Charan Das.
I vow to follow four regulative principles, namely no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex. And I promise to chant 16 rounds every day of japa and to remain in Prabhupada's ISKCON.
Thank you very much, Mataji. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, it is my great joy to give you the name Yugo Preeti Devi Das.
This time may we have three. Sunil Shetty, Pranesh Patel, and Indu Patel. I'm sorry, Rinal Patel and Pranesh Patel.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
take a vow to follow four regulative principles: no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. And also I will chant minimum 16 rounds, and I will always dedicate myself to Prabhupada's mission.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, we are honored to give you the name Shyam Rupa Das.
Shyam Rupa Das Prabhu Ki.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, we are very happy to give you the name Radha Gopi Devi Dasi.
Radha Gopi Devi Dasi Ki.
About to follow the four regulative principles: no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxicants, no meat eating. Also about to chant 16 rounds a day and always remain within Prabhupada's movement.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada's behalf, we are very honored to offer you the name Prem Govinda Das.
Prem Govinda Das Prabhu Ki.
Now may we have Indu Patel, Ankur Sharma, and Bhumika Sharma.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
And no illicit sex. I also promised it to chant 16 rounds every day and remain in Prabhupada's mission.
I believe you. Thank you very much. On behalf of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, we're very happy to give you the name Sachi Mayi Devi Dasi.
Sachi Mayi Devi Dasi.
Thank you very much, Prabhu.
behalf of Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara,